The number most people fixate on is the unemployment rate. So let's go ahead and get that out of the way. Ann Hatchett is with the Texas Workforce Commission.
We were very encouraged to see the unemployment rate stabilize. It's at 8.1% for the month of October, exactly what it was for 8.1% in September. That 8.1% is also the lowest unemployment rate we've had in 2010.
So what else does that rate tell us about the state's economic health? Well, 8.1% is about 1.5 points lower than the national average. It's also the same rate Texas had in October 2009. But back then, the rate was on its way up. Economist Ray Perriman says forget about the rate. Instead, focus on job creation. He's pleased with this month's numbers, about 48,000, and where the jobs were created.
We had growth in construction. We had growth in manufacturing. We had growth in minerals, which is basically oil and gas in Texas. We had growth in a lot of service categories. It was pretty transportation. So across the board, we saw growth, and that's always good because that shows we've got a diversity in industries that are doing well as opposed to just one or two.
Overall, the state has added about 172,000 jobs so far this year. But a multi-billion-dollar state budget deficit still looms over the 2011 legislative session. Cuts made there could have an effect on thousands of jobs. What would happen to the state's economic recovery if, say, 10% or even just 5% of state employees lost their jobs because of cuts? Perriman says, first of all, those kinds of cuts aren't likely. And second, when government jobs are cut, the cuts are usually phased in, many being met with early retirement or simply cutting unfilled positions. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.